All right.
Hi, girls.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. You having a good week so far?
Yep.
Awesome. All right. So how was your Easter?
It was a delight. I worked all day long.
But I did get to see you at church. That was really nice.
Yep.
And Amy was sick.
I was very sick. It's okay.
I'm glad you're feeling
better now. Thank you.
Good. All right. Well, today we're going to lighten it up. I'm going to test your brains.
Okay.
We're going to do like riddles and
brain teasers.
Cool.
And see if you can figure out what these things are. Ready?
Oh, cool.
Do you want to just jump into it?
Kind of.
Sure.
All right.
I like stuff like this.
All righty. Okay. What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? What five-letter word becomes shorter?
Short.
When you add two letters to it.
Oh, am I
You're
supposed
right.
to be ringing in my thing?
No, we're going to do that later. This
short.
One you can just... That's good, honey. The answer is short. Get it? Because you add E-R.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. All right, here's one that's going to require some math skills.
Okay.
A bat and a ball cost $1.10.
A lep and a tiger is a lep, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a ball is a lep. Tiger is a corp. Or,
yeah, I don't remember.
Lep corp?
It's from...
the SATs.
No, the MCAS.
The MCAS.
A lep is a ball. Tiger is a something. Okay, I'm sorry. So...
You digress.
She digresses.
All right. Well, a bat and a ball cost $1.10.
Okay.
The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
10 cents.
No.
You might need to...
A bat and a ball cost $1.10?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wrong?
So yeah. It's $1.05.
Yeah.
And 5 cents. Because they have to add up to $1.10. So one of them's 5 cents and one of them's $1.05.
I know.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So you're
yeah,
an idiot.
You are
an idiot. I'm just kidding. No, because I know that's what you're supposed to think. Like, that's the trick.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
Ew.
All right. Good. So you each got one so far. Very impressive. All right. Here goes. Johnny's mother had 3 children. The first child was named April. The second child was named May. What was the third child's name?
Johnny.
Yeah.
His name's Johnny.
Just got there first.
Well, I got
Sorry,
there in my
honey.
Mind.
Yeah.
Well, man.
Almost doesn't count, as Brandy says.
Who's Brandy?
The singer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ray J's sister. You may know her better as... Ray J's sister?
Nope.
You know Brandy. You would know her if you saw
she
her.
She was in Black Cinderella.
She's a fine girl, right?
No, but
would she make a good wife?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers covered that song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't
That's
think of
how
that
you
song.
Would know.
The Looking Glass.
Brandy.
It was on the CD
oh.
that you brought. Remember when you brought me back the...
Such a fine girl.
Remember when you went to England and you brought me back the Red Hot Chili Peppers CD?
I went to England? I went to the Heathrow Airport.
Oh. When you went,
you went to
Europe.
Went to, yeah.
Where'd you go?
France,
Malta, and Italy.
Okay. So you brought back a CD of Red Hot Chili, it was a Red Hot Chili Peppers, like...
European.
Yeah. In live in Hyde Park, and that was one of the songs they did on it. It was, like, really
know.
Cool.
Look at me.
Yep.
They probably would do a good job with that. I could see him singing that well.
It was good.
I should find that and throw that at the end of this episode.
You totally should!
Try to remember that.
I'll try to.
All right, ready? Jess has 2. Amy has 1.
Uh-oh.
Not that we're keeping track.
Well, you clearly are.
I know. If you were running a race, I like to keep you two pitted against each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that
yeah.
over your lives.
Yeah.
You two on your toes.
That'll make sense now.
Yeah. Yeah. What, you didn't know that?
No.
But I made it obvious.
It seems obvious now.
Yeah.
Back.
All right, so... Here we go. If you were running a race and you passed the person in second place, what place would you be in now?
Second place.
Go on. That's correct, Amy.
Because you still have not passed the person in the first place.
You guys are so smart. Okay. How many times can you subtract the number 2 from the number 50?
How many times can you subtract?
How many times can you subtract the number 2?
I would say 25.
No.
From the number 50.
48 times.
You're going to kick yourself.
50 times?
No.
Once?
Yep. Why?
Because then it would be
48.
Oh,
because 48. Then it would be 48. Yes! I don't know. That's great. A little bit Common Core-ish for me.
What?
Just saying.
No.
My boss was telling me about her battle with Common Core. She had to send... That's like the most muffled laugh track I've ever heard
that
in my life.
Like some...
That's a better
I
response.
I like that better.
My boss had to help her daughter with, like, fractions, like, multiplying fractions.
Oh, yeah.
And she did, and came to the right answer, but her daughter got them all wrong because she didn't, like, show the Common Core work for it.
Oh, my God, it's so crazy.
I know. And my boss, like, wrote an email to her daughter's teacher, like, she got them right, like, she just didn't get them right in your dumb
stupid,
Common Core
weird.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I'm so sad for you with your having to raise kids and...
It's like
there's
I've seen
so much
them online.
Life left to live in this crazy.
Like yeah. The Common Core homework things.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is 2 + 9? And then it'll be like, take.
It's so much longer.
And 7 out of the 9, and then
yeah.
2 1s out of the 2. Like they do this weird crap that
yeah. Like, her daughter was supposed to draw pictures, I guess, is what the teacher said. Like,
oh.
She didn't draw pictures with her thing, so that's why she got them wrong, but even though she got the right answer. And it's like, yeah, because that's how the real world works.
Yeah,
you have to draw pictures every time you do a simple math equation.
There was something on Reddit last night, and it was this kid, it was, like, a picture of the homework, and it was, like, a word problem, and it just said, like, Johnny and Leo were both eating... their own pizza. They each got their own pizza, and Johnny ate 3/4 of his, and Leo ate 2/4 of his, or something like that. And then it said, but Leo ate more than Johnny. How is that possible? And the kid was like, because Leo's pizza was bigger, which is like the obvious answer
yeah.
is that, you know, and the teacher
right.
was like, no, it is not possible.
What?
Yeah, that's the right answer. It's supposed
it's
to teach
possible.
Them to, like use common
not
sense to determine that it's not, there's no way that that could be possible. And he was supposed
How
to assume.
How is that common sense?
It
You're
was like,
thinking of
their
yeah.
pizzas are the same size. You were supposed to assume that. It wasn't in the problem
yeah.
at all.
Oh my gosh, what is behind all
that? I don't know, it was crazy.
Something.
It was
Microsoft.
Crazy.
Something terribly
It
sinister.
Is Bill Gates, right? He's behind
yeah.
Common Core, right?
Yeah, he's one
Why,
of the
though?
People. I don't know. We should do a show on
conspiracy theories.
No, we've already done that.
Well, there are more than what we talked about.
Oh, no, we got
there are
on.
Probably like one or two more conspiracy theories that we didn't talk about.
No, on Common Core.
Yeah.
On those weird issues.
Problems.
Yeah.
Issues.
Problem solving issues.
Or problem creating.
All right, are you ready for another one? Let's see, we've got Amy, just Amy. So Amy's ahead now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
In British Columbia, you cannot take a picture of a man with a wooden leg. Why not?
You cannot take a picture of a man with a wooden leg in British Columbia?
Mm-hmm.
Does British Columbia have anything to do with it?
I don't think so.
Okay. It doesn't have it. Okay. You cannot
it's a good
take
question,
a picture.
Though. I don't mind if you ask questions.
Okay.
Because
get to the
it's a riddle. You have to be able to work it out.
Is it because they put down people who are injured in British Columbia, like horses?
Yeah, they bury them.
Bring them out back.
So they just get them alive. They have no use for them. Gets off. They go, sorry. Sorry,
Cripple A.
No, that's not it.
Is it because they don't use wooden legs as prosthetics anymore?
Nope.
I can't take a picture.
Uh-huh.
Read it again.
All right. In British Columbia, you cannot take a picture of a man with a wooden leg. Why not?
Because you cannot take pictures of men in British Columbia.
No, but you're getting there.
Oh. Jeez. Because they're called pirates?
Nope.
That was a bit of a stretch.
Because of a man in British Columbia, you can't take a picture of a man.
I was like,
but
close.
It doesn't really have, it's just really.
We should have like a time limit on this.
With a wooden leg.
Right. Alright.
I don't know.
Because you would take a picture with a camera, not the wooden leg.
Oh my god!
You can't take... Oh, I get it.
I got that.
That's
one.
What I was thinking.
Okay.
But...
That's...
I always do that. I always like...
Did you overthink?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, Amy.
I'm going to do that a lot.
Just go with your gut. Just go with your gut.
I know. All
right. Without it, I'm dead. If I'm not, then I'm behind. What am I?
Without it, I'm dead. Life. Time.
Nope.
Without it, I'm behind.
Without it, I'm dead.
No.
What is it?
Without it, I'm dead. If I'm not dead.
If I'm not dead, I'm
then
behind.
I'm behind. What am I?
Ooh. Of the Jeopardy theme song. I should have done that.
Without it, I'm dead. It's not. It's distracting.
Amy wanted it. Whatever Amy wants.
Yeah. If only. Say it one more time.
Without it, I'm dead. If I'm not, then I'm behind. What am I?
I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know.
Me too.
A head. Without a head, you're dead.
If you're not
a head, then you're behind.
I get that. Yeah,
whatever. Okay.
Got it.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like the thought of somebody not having a head.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
What's full of holes but can still hold water?
Full of holes.
A sponge.
Yes! Yeah.
Good one.
Yes. Okay. I come in different shapes and sizes. Parts of me are curved. Other parts are straight.
Beyonce.
Through the years.
Different shapes. Yeah.
Beyonce before and after.
Yeah.
You can put me anywhere you like, but there is only one right place for me. What am I?
Can I read it one more time?
I come in different shapes and sizes. Parts of me are curved. Other parts are straight. You can put me anywhere you like, but there is only one right place for me. What am I?
A shoe.
Nope.
A shoe?
I don't know. I'm thinking something like right and left.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They come in, they can be curved or straight. I think you're forgetting some of the clues.
Well, if they're, like, way too big for you, then it doesn't matter. They can be straight shoes.
Wait, read it again.
I come in different shapes and sizes. Parts of me are curved. Other parts are straight. You can put me anywhere you like, but there is only one right place for me. What am I?
That's so many things.
I know. It's terrible.
No, there's only one thing. They're not...
A bath
parts
mat.
Are not curved on a bath mat or a towel.
Yeah, if you bend it.
Well, no, that's... You're not...
True.
You don't bend it.
Yeah, you didn't.
I don't know.
A car.
A car? Where would you put a car? Where are the many places that you put
There's
a car?
There's only one right place. Yeah, yeah. It could only be in the driveway.
Yeah.
You can put me anywhere.
Yeah. Anywhere you like. But there's only one right place for me.
I can think of a gross thing to say, but I'm not going to.
Oh. What is it?
It is. You ready, Jess?
Yeah.
I know. You hate to give up.
I do.
I know. It's a jigsaw puzzle piece.
Oh. No, it's stupid.
Well, still. So that group, let's see. You had Amy got 1, 2, 3 right. Jess got 3 right. And I got 3.
You got 3?
I got 3 because you guys didn't get 3.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, that's fair.
That was fun.
Fair enough.
We tied.
We all tied.
We tied.
Because I counted.
Yeah, Mom counts our failure as victory for her.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That seems like a riddle in itself.
I didn't exactly.
What's the only way
like
Mom
that?
Wins? If you lose. Sounds about right.
All right. Are you ready for some more?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What can travel around the world while staying in a corner?
A stamp.
Yes! Jessica.
Did she just get an advantage because I was out of the room for 2 seconds? Did she get a riddle that I didn't get?
No.
Just show her your answers.
Did you hear the answer to the...
I did, a puzzle piece.
Yeah. What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
A towel.
All right, you both got that.
I
knew towel was going to be the answer to something.
Yeah, I know. That was crazy.
Why?
That was
you go, I know. She says such a crazy thing, and you go, I know.
She said a towel.
No, I know, and that's why I said a bath mat, because I had a feeling you were going to be reading that one.
Oh.
But she just said to something. I knew what a towel was going to be.
You know, he's like,
you never just have that feeling?
No.
All right.
Can't say I do.
Paul's height is 6 feet. He's an assistant at a butcher shop and wears a size 9 shoe. What does he weigh?
Meat.
Yes!
I got it first.
All right. What kind of room has no doors or windows?
A silly one. Play along.
No kind of room. That's a Common Core question. What kind of room has no doors or windows?
What kind of room has no doors or windows?
A room in a bird's nest.
A room in a bird's nest. A grand room, a ballroom in a bird's nest. Sure. Except they all have doors. They all have little holes.
How would the bird get in there?
It dies. You build the room around the bird.
Yeah.
And then watch it dance. Yeah, Schrodinger's bird. What type of room has no doors or windows?
Elbow room.
Ooh, that's a good one. Interesting.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not the right answer that I have, but...
What answer do you have?
I have a mushroom.
Oh, it's like a popsicle stick joke.
That is a popsicle stick joke.
Well, then you should have known.
I know, true. Because you do eat only popsicles with jokes on the sticks. You should have known that.
All right. What kind of tree can you carry in your hand?
What kind of tree? Oh, man, this is going to be another mushroom answer. Tea tree oil. No?
Oil? it's the tree you're looking for.
Yeah, tea tree oil.
She's acting like that. She's acting like that.
Yeah,
baby.
It's crazy. I'll
talk.
And I'll just say tea tree. That makes a lot more sense. She said oil.
She said it again.
She said it again.
Stop saying oil, Amy.
Sorry, it's throwing you for a loop.
Yeah.
What's the question again?
What kind of tree can you carry in your hand?
Can you carry in your hand?
Literally any small breed of tree.
Yeah, I know.
You know
sapling?
What I mean?
I mean, no. I don't know.
A baby maple?
You're giving up?
Yeah.
It's just too broad.
Yeah. Well, not really. No, it's a riddle.
Not really. That's right, Amy. It's a riddle.
Thank you. She's pitting us against each other. She's building me up and tearing you down.
Like, not think of the obvious answer.
Broccoli.
When they're saying
broccoli. When I'm pretending to be a dinosaur, you say broccoli is a tree.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
What is it?
You want me to come back to it?
No.
Okay.
I want to be over and done with this tree business.
A palm.
She loved that one.
Oh, but you can't even. You can't even carry a palm tree in your hand. Do you know what I mean?
I get. Yeah, I think you're missing the point. But okay. That's more of a word play thing than a riddle. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a riddle, but.
Oh. It's wordplay and riddle.
Yeah.
All right. Which word in the dictionary is spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly. Did I get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That was good.
Thank you. That was similar to another one I got right.
I know.
It's tricky like that.
I know. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. What am I?
If you
If you have me.
Your face, you look terrified for some reason. If you share me a secret.
Yes. Yes, Amy.
Thank you.
All right. What gets broken without being held?
What gets a heart?
No.
Oh, God. Thank God.
I know.
Like, I didn't even want to say it.
So cheesy.
Okay.
You thought of that too.
Yeah, but I couldn't say it.
What gets broken without being held?
Yep.
Like tons of things.
Like a tree in the forest and
silence?
No.
Oh, that's a good one though.
Because you can't hold silence. Well, I guess you could hold your silence, but then it wouldn't get broken.
What gets? I don't understand the question.
It means you're silent.
What?
I don't know. She's harping on the whole thing more than I would have.
Yeah.
So that's
there's something up with this.
Yeah, now I'm suspicious.
Read it one more time.
What gets broken without being held? What gets broken if you don't hold it?
Okay, see, that's a totally different... What gets broken if you don't hold it?
Yeah. If you don't hold it?
Yes.
Or when you don't,
or although you don't hold it.
Yeah,
you
know see, I mean? That's it's two different. I don't know. I'm gonna say I don't know because I'm getting confused too much about.
All right, a promise.
I was gonna say trust. I just almost
I get
said
it.
Trust.
Yeah. Oh, that's another point for me.
She's making them up as she goes along. I know. She knows we won't get them.
Yeah, she just wants points for herself for some reason.
Exactly. All right, feed me and I live, yet give me a drink and I die.
Oh, hunger?
Nope.
Thirst?
Nope.
I feel like I know this one, but I can't
think
of it.
I know, me too. Feed me and I live?
Yep.
Give me a drink.
Give me a drink.
And I die.
And I die.
Homeless person.
No.
Oh.
I think they would need to have a drink. Oh, you mean,
mean
like
of alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, no. Assume we're talking about water as a drink.
I don't know. Geez, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fire.
Ah, okay.
The point for me.
A fire.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you put water on it, it dies.
I know, but feed the fire.
Yes.
Whatever.
Okay, forward I am heavy, but backward I am not. What am I?
Oh, man, oh, man. Forward I am heavy, backward I am not.
Yep.
A school bus.
What?
I don't know.
Clearly.
Something that, like, when it's going forward, it has a train?
Nope.
don't know. Do you know what I mean? Although I guess a train is pretty much always
it's pretty heavy. Backwards or forwards. Focus on what it is backwards, and then you might get what it is forward.
That's a riddle in itself.
Wait. Forwards, I am heavy.
Forward, I am heavy, but backward, I am not.
The word heavy?
No. Close, though.
Elephant.
Focus
on... I thought of an elephant for
some time. Ton! Yes!
Ah, good one.
Because I am not backward.
Yeah, we got it.
Ton.
Oh. Settle down.
Okay. He has married many women, but has never been married.
A priest.
Who is he?
Yep. Jeff Kang.
In his heart, he's never truly been married.
Yeah, really. All right. I know, right? Wait,
what? You're not supposed to say
that. Jokes on it. Oh. Take off my skin. I won't cry, but you will.
An onion.
Yep.
That one was too easy.
No. What is as light as a feather, but even the world's strongest man couldn't hold it for more than a minute?
Light as a feather.
Even the world's strongest man.
What can someone hold?
For more than a minute.
Jessica and... Light as a feather. What can't someone hold? One more time.
What is light as a feather, but even the world's strongest man couldn't hold it for more than a minute?
Their breath. Yes! But that's not sure. People can hold their breath for like...
For like 6 minutes. That's why I'm like...
Like maybe seals can hold their breath for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
More than a minute. I can hold my breath. I'm not even strong enough to hold my breath right now for more than a minute.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I doubt it.
Absolutely.
And we'll try that later.
That's something the podcast, the rest of it will just be us seeing who can hold their breath for the longest.
So stay tuned for the most boring thing you've ever listened to. Yeah. Someone's. Someone passing out. I go either way.
The sound of all of us passing out. We're like so stubborn. None of us will breathe until one of the others.
We die.
Yeah. All right. What has one eye but cannot see?
Oh.
A needle.
Yes! Yeah.
So, a needle pulling thread.
What is always coming but never arrives?
Winter.
No. I even get that one. Always coming but never arrives.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Good
wow,
one.
Jess.
Tomorrow.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Every answer is
a show tune. Yeah. A crappy show tune.
All right.
Something from Cats next. Mr. Mistopheles.
Oh, okay. Two girls were born to the same mother on the same day, at the same time, in the same month and year, and yet they're not twins. How can this be?
Two girls were born to the same mother?
On the same day, at the same time, in the same month and year, and yet they're not twins.
Because...
I don't know.
Is
this some weird, like, adoption thing?
No.
Well, you're still a twin, even if you're adopted. Let's see. Read it one more time.
Two girls were born to the same mother on the same day, at the same time, in the same month and year. And yet, they're not twins.
That's impossible. So, that's my answer.
Common core answer
common
is?
Common core answer is impossible. Done and done.
No, I don't know.
The two babies are two of a set of triplets.
Ow. Well, they could be quadruplets or
right.
quintuplets.
Exactly. Point for me.
Yeah, there you go. And the point goes to the twin. Kathy Gain.
Yeah. All right. A girl who was just learning to drive went down a one-way street in the wrong direction.
She is dead. Is that the answer?
Didn't break the law. How come?
She wasn't going in reverse.
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
She was,
she was on her bicycle.
No.
She was a rookie cop. And she was just pulling someone over who did it before her.
See, no, Amy's closer to what
she's walking.
She's yes. learning to drive?
She's walking.
Oh.
Yeah, but she could be riding a bike, so I'm going to give that to both of you.
Thank you?
Me?
Because you said walking.
Yeah, but I said it after I said...
All right, then I'm giving it to Amy.
I don't know. I just wouldn't feel well, right
just
taking
just because she's
it.
A rookie well, cop good. Doesn't mean she can't... Oh, no. Was that a different scenario?
No.
Yeah, that was completely... Okay. That's why I don't deserve it.
You're right.
So you threw out that dumb rookie cops scenario? Yeah.
What occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, yet never in 1,000 years?
Seconds?
Nope.
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope. But you're on the right track.
What is it?
Once, the letter M.
Yeah.
Once in every minute, twice in every moment. Okay. All right. So you got that one, Jeff, so that's good.
I told it to her, though.
Whatever.
You did?
Telepathically.
No, she didn't.
I did. I let her know.
Why can't a man living in the USA be buried in Canada?
Because he's living.
Yep.
But if someone asked you that, like in real life, and that was your answer, they'd be like, you're retarded.
That's you know, what like, all of these are, though.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's a riddle. Can you imagine answering like you would a riddle? Just a normal question.
I'm just imagining that you are like a lawyer and you have a client and
you're trying
and
to
you're
figure
like,
it out.
I'm
all.
Sorry, I know you really want him to be buried in Canada, but I can't do that.
He's still
and
alive.
Like, why? Just because my brother is living in America, like he can't be buried in Canada? Like, no, because he's living. Like, can you imagine that?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Imagine.
What word describes a woman who does not have all her fingers on one hand?
Hussy.
A woman?
What word describes a woman who does not have
amputee.
All her fingers on one hand?
Normal?
Amputist.
Yes, yeah. Amy! Normal! I wouldn't be very...
That doesn't mean mine don't apply.
Well,
good one, Amy.
What?
Thank you.
We don't even have all the facts.
Because you wouldn't want all 10 fingers on one hand. That would be weird.
Well, you kind of would.
On one hand?
I'd be interested to see what that looks like.
So you just call them normal? That's the prerequisite for being normal.
That's the only thing.
Oh, here we go.
I just
getting all politically correct on
I
this.
Just think that as
oh,
a woman,
yeah.
as a woman.
With not all 10 fingers.
You're just being, you're gender normal cis. What are those words?
Cis?
I don't know. All right, let's see who
I don't
won
know
that
what
one.
What are those words?
What even
one,
is a woman?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh. Jess, you had 8.
What did I have? Okay.
8.
Ooh.
6, 7.
There's more up here, you
Amy,
know.
Amy, you had 8 also.
Oh.
No, that was the different one.
Oh,
we
I didn't know there
tied.
Were multiples. Oh,
yeah.
We all 3 tied?
On this one, the first group.
Oh, right, because you're just giving yourself points willy-nilly.
Exactly.
I forgot. Yeah.
And on this one, 2, 3, 4. I only got
yourself...
5.
Oh, man.
Darn it.
It's too bad.
Oh, no. You guys did good. All right.
Thank you.
Here are some that might be a little more challenging for you.
Okay.
We keep tying?
Yes.
Oh, weird.
You tied.
Again.
I know. Let's see how you do with these.
I'm taking All her
right.
down.
Huh?
I'm taking her down.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm taking her down. I will destroy her.
All right, here we go.
She will not leave here the same.
Let's see if you can get this. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do, and you devote a significant amount of energy to thinking about it, but you hate knowing that your parents are doing it. What is it?
Dying.
It's a fun thing to do?
Yeah, why not?
No.
Everybody does it. It must be pretty cool. Fun. Yeah.
Pooping.
Ew. Is that true?
You devote a significant amount of energy thinking about it.
Well, apparently Jessica does.
Well, lately when I'm trying to potty train.
Oh, okay. It's Declan pooping.
Yeah, probably.
You want to make it a fun thing to do. All right, you want me to give you the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Facebook.
Oh. I would never have gotten that. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm perfectly fine with my parents.
Yeah, I know.
My point. What's white, sticky, and better to spit than to swallow?
All right.
I literally... Toothpaste.
Yeah!
Moving on.
Are these all going to be like this? Because I'll forfeit. I'll take back. Although I did say you'd never be the same after this.
Okay.
We're going to have to put the explicit
tag
on this one.
Okay. A lot of people like these to be as long as possible, but short ones can be effective, and it's definitely possible for them to be too long.
Boom.
Hot dog.
Poops. Like, you don't want to throw them over your shoulder.
Yeah. Like a continental soldier. Do your boobs hang low?
No, it's not boobs, and it's not a hot dog.
A ponytail?
Nope. What is reading? A lot of people like these to be as long as possible.
A story.
Not
a movie.
A song. No. But short ones can be effective, and it's definitely, think more...
A speech?
Think more
once wonder
common
long.
Culture. It's definitely possible for them to be too long.
A movie.
No.
A show.
No. Think technology.
An email?
Kind of.
An email?
A text?
Almost.
A phone call?
A voicemail? This is horrible.
It's tweets.
How?
My point.
Okay. You feel good about taking that. That's on you.
I think she does.
I think she shouldn't be giving herself any points.
She just keeps taking them, so she clearly feels good about it. She's cool with it.
Okay. I come in a lot of different sizes. Sometimes I drip a little. If you blow me, it feels really good. What am
I? Your nose. Moving on.
What's in a man's pants that you won't find?
Oh my god.
This is the worst.
Pocket! Keep going.
Oh, I forgot I have no pockets in any of my pants. As
no.
A woman.
That you won't find in a girl's strap.
Pockets. Pockets, okay.
Yeah. Okay, what four-letter word begins with F and ends with K? And if you can't get it, you can always just use your hand. A fork.
Yeah.
Yes.
A fin. A fin.
Fork. Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger's is really long.
Last name.
Name.
What's the deal? Did you guys look at
no,
me?
No, we're just
before?
Like.
Yes. Yes, I did. Of all the websites that have riddles on them, I found this one. Sent it to Jessica and we memorized it.
Alright, I start with a P and end with O R N. And I'm a major player
We're good at words.
What does a dog do that a man steps into?
What does a dog do?
Mm-hmm. That a man steps into.
That a man steps into?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could be a woman, too.
Oh. Fetch.
A man steps into fetch.
That's I so mean, fetch, like fetch shoes,
yeah,
right?
I don't think yeah. so. My point.
Okay, what is it?
Pants.
Oh, see, I was thinking of...
I know.
Thank you.
I'm great for protection. You use your fingers to get me off. What am I?
A gun?
No. Oh. That's good, though.
A helmet?
No.
I mean, but you do.
You wedge your fingers. You pry me off. I'm great for protection. Gloves.
Yes. Wow. I'm impressed, you guys. All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 for Jess. 1, 2, 3 for Amy. That's crazy.
Give me one of your points.
2 and 3 for me. So Amy and I tied.
Oh, crap. That's that means all right. Jessica's winning by 1 point.
Winning!
Ew.
Yeah, we know who that is.
Yes,
all right. Me. How about if we do our quiz?
Okay. I'm is gonna, this where the button, the sound yeah, effects are coming in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is read proverbs, like famous or familiar sayings. Or
I'm going to read to you from the book of Proverbs now. Everybody, get on your knees.
Assume the position.
Yeah. Next week will be from Leviticus for some reason.
This is the podcast they all knew was coming.
Yeah, eventually. Exactly. They're like, oh god, stop. We got away with it.
It's a Bible study.
After a year, yeah.
So,
surprise.
You're stuck with us?
Yeah.
I know. All right, so these are familiar sayings, but
okay,
they're, you have to,
words are weird.
They're rewritten.
Oh, that old chestnut.
They're rewritten,
so you have to figure out what the original one.
Correct.
Okay, and okay. Jessica, what's your sound effect when you buzz in?
Okay, Amy, what's yours?
This is mine. It's called Air Horn Sonata.
That's awesome. Okay.
I could listen to that forever.
And Jess?
Silence. That's you?
Yeah, I guess.
That's what you've chosen. Okay.
I thought you picked a different one.
Which one did I pick?
You picked a funny one, but I don't even know.
It was this one.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're a record scratch.
Record scratch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me hear that one more time. It sounds like someone kissing weird.
Yeah, it does.
No, that's this one.
See what I'm
yeah,
saying?
They're similar. They're
similar. All right.
I'm gonna use that one.
Okay.
Actually, wait.
Game winner. Oh,
I'm gonna use the buzzer.
Wrong.
Okay. I liked the siren one.
I know you didn't. That was so annoying.
Okay. Siren it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, here we go. Each vaporous mass suspended in the firmament has an interior decoration of metallic hue.
I'll read it one more time.
Each vaporous mass.
Okay.
Wow. My button 3 times.
I know.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Yep.
Alright, so it's not every word is different, it's just...
It's just a different
well, it's
way
almost,
of saying the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. So
but I didn't know if it were like keywords are different or if it's literally every word.
It's pretty much every word.
Okay.
It's completely rewritten.
Okay.
So it doesn't make sense unless you
right.
are trying to find the familiar
okay.
phrase, saying, proverb, whatever.
Okay.
Alright. If a large, solid-hoofed mammal becomes available to you without compensation, refrain from casting your faculty... for seeing into the oral cavity of such a creature. Jessica?
It's almost like a gift horse in the mouth.
Yep. I need to have my finger on the trigger with this.
But
staff.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
You just wanted to let us know.
I just wanted to remind
you. Heard
you.
That, yeah. I heard this thing today. It really hit me.
All right. Noted.
Noted.
All right, it is not advantageous to place the sum total of your barnyard collection I gotta go with Amy on this.
Don't one. Put all your eggs in one basket.
Yes. Yep. Bam. Okay.
I was gonna say, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Oh well, you've been wrong.
Yes, you would have been.
All right. Feathered bipeds of a kindred mind in their segregated environment.
Oh, birds of a feather flock together.
You guys said that exactly the same time.
Well,
yeah, but you shouted it out.
Oh, there we go. I guess
they flock.
Ew. Together. You have a better thing than I do.
Yeah, I know.
Deviation from the ordinary or common routine of existence. Is that which gives zest to man's cycle of existence?
Jeez.
The variety is a spice of life.
Yeah, I was so loud.
Was that?
That scared the crap out of me.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Okay.
Dumb.
You're so dumb.
I'm lame.
Alright, he who locks himself into the arms of Morpheus promptly at eventide and starts the day before it is officially announced by the rising sun, excels in physical fitness, increases his economic assets, and celebrates with remarkable efficiency.
That early bird gets the worm.
Nope.
That's what I was thinking too, but that doesn't make any sense. Morpheus.
No.
Something about the Matrix.
And
read it one more time.
Woman. Okay. He who locks himself into the arms of Morpheus promptly at eventide and starts the day before it is officially announced by the rising sun excels in physical fitness, increases his economic assets, and celebrates with remarkable efficiency.
I have no idea.
It starts with game over. It starts with early to bed.
Early rise. And succeed.
Early to bed, early to rise.
Makes
health, wealth, and
makes a man happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise.
I got it.
And pies!
No.
Do not traverse. Do not traverse a structure erected to afford passage over a waterway until the time of drawing nigh unto it. Jess?
Cross that bridge when you come to it. Don't cross that bridge till you come to it.
Yeah, they would mean different things. That's the one, Jess.
Oh, man.
Superfluous chronological dispatch institutes riddance of valued effects. Superfluous chronological dispatch institutes riddance of valued effects.
I have no idea.
Superfluous chronological dispatch.
You keep saying dispatch. You're putting the emphasis
dispatch.
On...
Dispatch.
Yeah.
Superfluous chronological dispatch. Institutes riddance of valued effects.
Is that one of those words you've only ever read, you've never said out loud before? I have no idea.
Haste.
Waste and...
Haste, haste, waste, and automobiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haste makes waste.
Oh.
That's it. Mm. My point.
Yep. Take it.
There's no
You're better
value.
Than Bob Bryan on Adam Carolla.
Thank you.
No, Jess. That's high praise.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Emphasis on high.
No, he's just awful. I hate him.
There's no value to be derived from demanding attention by loud screeches over fallen white liquid derived from the lactic glands of a female bovine.
Don't cry over spilt milk.
Yep.
Me. Finally.
An excess of culinary experts impairs the quality of a thin derivative of meat.
Too many cooks in the kitchen?
Almost. Too many cooks
the whole batch.
Are in the kitchen.
Yeah,
impairs the quality of a thin derivative of meat.
Oh, yeah. What? That old thing.
I know.
Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I don't know who to give that to.
Me. Because I've never heard that first.
Okay.
What you said.
All right.
That was pretty much right. I know you were going to give it to you. Any opportunity to gain points in a game that you're overseeing? It's like the ref giving themselves points.
I know.
Exactly
it's
what's
bull.
Happening.
Well, someone had to get the points.
It's complete bull.
You're just staring at me and silently laughing.
That's
now.
That's funny.
It's so crazy.
All right, I'm going to... We can table this because I can use this another time.
Okay. You don't want to do one more?
All right, I'll do one
Let's
more.
Let's do one more. Tiebreaker.
Right. Yeah, tiebreaker.
Okay. How about a body of persons abiding in a domicile of silica combined with metallic oxides should not carelessly project small geological specimens.
Those who live in glass houses should not throw stones.
Yes, yes.
Well, I hope you know you need to bring that to every podcast now.
My phone.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah,
no. All right,
well,
so
you need to have
see.
It out.
1, 2, 3, 5 for Jess. 1, 4 for Amy.
Yeah, see.
And
I'm
2 for me.
I'm surprised it was that close.
I know.
2 for me, she says. That's so silly.
So guess what tomorrow is?
April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not when this will be going up. It will have already passed.
I know, but I thought in any case, I found some April Fool's pranks that were played. So I thought it'd be fun just to read them.
Okay.
The memory of April Fool's will still be in our minds.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah.
Everyone can hearken back to what a glorious day it was, or what a horrific day it was for them.
Exactly. All right, so Switzerland is well known for its banks and its chocolates, and amongst some also for its flourishing spaghetti industry.
Really?
In 1957, I don't know.
April Fool.
Yeah.
In 1957, the BBC reported about a Swiss family harvesting pasta from their, quote, family spaghetti tree. The respected broadcaster, Richard Dimbleby, explained that this year they were especially lucky because of the mild winter and the disappearance of the spaghetti beetle.
The spaghetti beetle. Can you imagine how disgusting that thing would be?
I know. Carb overload.
It's a morbidly obese beetle.
The BBC received hundreds of calls from people interested in planting their own pasta trees. Their standard reply: place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best.
Really?
Yeah.
What was this, in the 50s?
Yeah. Ugh, 1957.
Bunch of dummies.
All right, here's one for
you.
All
the smart people got killed in the war. Would that be the theory?
Yeah.
Or was
that's
that Switzerland or something?
Switzerland.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, this one's for you. In 1998, Burger King proudly announced in a full-page ad in USA Today that from now on, life will be easier for the 32 million left-handed Americans thanks to the left-handed Whopper. All the condiments were rotated 180 degrees to suit the left-handers' special eating habits. The next day, thousands of customers ordered the new burger, and right-handers angrily demanded equal rights, wanting their own version.
Really?
I guess.
That is so dumb.
Okay, in 1962, Sweden's only TV station, still broadcasting in monochrome, announced a sensation. Well-known technical expert Kjell Stenson explained that from now on, all the viewers could convert their TV sets to color. How? By simply stretching a nylon stocking over the screen. Hundreds of thousands of Swedes turn their houses upside down looking for stockings. Ironically, color TV in Sweden was launched on April 1st, 1970. Uh-oh. 8 years later.
That's
I know.
Fine.
In 1976...
Can you say ironically? Shouldn't that just be coincidentally?
Well, because it was an April 1st, April Fool's
Day. I know.
Yeah, but it's not, like,
a
ironic. Don't you think?
Well, if it was
a little
intentional.
Too ironic. And I really do think it's a coincidence.
Whatever. In 1976, astronomer Sir Patrick Moore announced on BBC's radio station that a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event was going to occur. Jupiter and Pluto would be in line with the Earth, temporarily weakening the Earth's gravity. Mm-hmm. Jumping in the air at 9:47 on the dot would cause a strange floating sensation. The BBC received hundreds of phone calls from listeners claiming to have felt the strange phenomenon.
That's funny.
That was funny. Okay, have you ever heard of sans serif?
No.
Yeah, sans serif.
Yeah.
The writing. It's font without the serif.
Yeah.
On the letters.
Without, yeah. In 1977, the British newspaper The Guardian published a 7-page special about sans serif.
Sans serif.
Sans serif.
Yikes.
A small republic located in the Indian Ocean.
Sans serif.
A small republic located in the Indian Ocean consisting of several islands shaped conspicuously similar to a semicolon. In two main islands, uppercase, spelled C-A-I-S-S-E, and lowercase, the capital city Bodoni and the breathtaking beach Gil Sands, described to be definitely worth a holiday. The typographical twist, referring to the font sans serif.
Okay. Sure.
Remained undiscovered by a lot of readers.
It's a little highbrow, I feel like.
Yeah, it's definitely like a very nerdy, it's not really a trick you're playing on people.
Yeah.
They don't know what sans serif is or
well,
serif is.
People were calling the newspaper to find out more about the fictional magical island.
The uppercase and lowercase is kind of funny.
It is funny. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Give it to them.
In 2013, YouTube executives announced that the video platform would shut down after 8 years. CEO Salar Kamangar explained that YouTube had only been started with the simple goal to find the best video in the world. Time had come to crown a winner, which would be announced in 2023.
Like that, that's really funny. What was that cat that you loved, the Pop-Tart cat?
Oh, yeah. The Nyan Cat?
Nyan Cat. It was probably that video.
Probably.
I'm sure it was a video with a cat in it.
Or that cat that goes, yas.
Yas. The cat that goes, yas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yas.
Yas.
So in 1974... billows of black smoke suddenly began to belch out of the long-dormant volcano Mount Edgecumbe in Alaska. Residents started to panic, terrified of an eruption. It turned out that local Porky Bicker had flown hundreds of old tires into the volcano's crater and then lit them on fire. Next to it, he wrote in big fat letters, April Fools.
It made that much noise?
And smoke and fire.
Wow.
I know.
That's a horrifying. That's not funny.
Isn't that terrible?
I feel like that would be like a War of the Worlds situation where people would be just like
yeah,
panicking.
I know.
And
yeah, that's true. It could.
That
it
would
could
be
really
good.
Make
I mean, sense. How many residents could there have been? Like 10.
I don't.
Who
know.
Who were affected by it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Did you hear about this? Scientists in the UK asked the public to name their new 200. This isn't a joke.
Right, this is just
I'm
a news
with,
story.
Yeah, this is...
You're done with
I'm
April Fools?
On. I'm done with April Fools now. Really, I am. I promise. All right. When scientists in the UK asked the public to name their new $290 million polar research ship, they expected the name of an explorer such as Sir Ernest Shackleton or a naturalist like David Attenborough to eventually be emblazoned across the vessel's bow. However, they didn't factor in the Brits' oddball sense of humor. An artist's impression of the polar research. Oh, wait. By 9 a.m. Monday, more than 27,000 people had voted to name the ship. They voted to name it the RRS Bodie McBoatface. I heard awesome. About that. Yeah.
That's awesome. Bodhi McBoatface. That's hilarious.
Anyone can submit a suggestion to the online poll. By Monday morning, RSS Bodhi McBoatface had almost 10 times the votes of any other name.
That's amazing. That sounds like a Reddit thing.
That's where I read about it.
That had to have been
it. It was 4chan,
then.
Not Reddit.
Oh, 4. Ooh.
Yeah.
And so when contacted by NBC News early Monday, a staffer at the Research Council said no public affairs officials were available to speak because they were all in a crisis meeting.
Really? Why?
Why do they care?
Because it's going to be called Bodhi.
Let it happen.
It has to, because that was the thing.
Well, yeah, it definitely, it's violating the spirit of the contest, but that's what makes it hilarious.
Did you hear about how Microsoft made that, it's like a teenage girl who...
Yes, oh my God.
And it's like an AI, so it's like a robot. They made a thing that can tweet, like, on its own or whatever.
And it was...
Her name's Tay, and it's like Tay Tweets.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to just, like, interact with the public and kind of, like...
And pick up on, like...
Like, teen lingo and...
Yeah,
and
like, base her knowledge on, like, what people say to her. Oh, so she's kind of, like, gaining knowledge
and
as people text
it
her.
Almost immediately started saying that.
Oh, no.
Bush did 9/11. She was...
No.
She said the Holocaust didn't happen.
Hitler was right.
She started calling people daddy and being, like, disgustingly perverted. Yeah.
Oh,
and,
no. It was wicked funny. It was Hitler was right. That made me, like, it was, like, almost immediately became, like, a racist, like, wicked anti-Semitic.
Like, perv.
It was hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, and then they took
That's
her
so
off.
Funny.
And then they...
They reprogrammed her.
They put her back on the other day, I guess, and she started talking about smoking weed or something. Like, she was talking about doing drugs.
Wow.
That's so funny. People are so funny.
I know.
Can you imagine, like, I know what I'm going to talk to that dumb robot about.
Like, somebody did it.
Hitler.
Just the fact that somebody did that.
Like, multiple people clearly had to, like...
Like, we need this Twitter account to say that Bush did 9/11.
Yeah.
And it's their profile picture. It's like a
Teen girl.
Young girl. Yeah.
Hitler was right. Oh my God.
So, do you guys think about, like, going to Hawaii and just, like, vegging out?
No.
White sandy beaches and.
You mean sandals?
No, like just walking on the white sandy beach and.
Yeah.
For the for the purposes of this, I'll say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All the time.
Well, that beautiful white sand beach you're dreaming of escaping to, it's probably almost entirely made of fish poo.
Oh,
it's time for the latest poop.
But is that true?
Well, specifically parrotfish poo.
Parrotfish. Okay.
Parrotfish love to eat the algae that grows on coral. So they gnawed off with their weird beak-like teeth.
They are gross-looking fish.
In the process of eating the algae, they also managed to accidentally ingest a large amount of the calcium carbonate that coral is made of, which they then poop out as gorgeous tropical beaches.
Gorgeous.
A Hawaiian parrotfish.
I picture, like, Robin Leach saying that.
Gorgeous tropical beaches entirely of... Parrotfish poo.
Yes. Caviar dreams and...
And parrotfish poo.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so good.
A Hawaiian parrotfish can defecate 800 pounds of white sand in a year. Lucky.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Lucky, is that what you said?
I don't know.
Would you like to do the 800 pounds of sand?
That would be fun. Jessica pooping is fun.
She thinks about it all the time.
Good one. Grow up, you guys.
You are better than Bald Brian. Please.
Another Australian species can poo up to a ton of the stuff.
I know.
Crikey. I know, Leonard.
In places like Hawaii, almost all of our sand is of biological origin.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I like to tell people that the sand they're standing on in Hawaii has probably gone through the gut of something.
Do you like to tell people that? Sounds like a real
angle. That's what yeah, I know. Somebody...
Some monster somewhere. Says.
I don't know.
I like to walk up to strangers relaxing on the beach and tell them they're laying in a bunch of fish ass. And then walk away from them, ruining their vacation that they spent thousands of dollars on.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. All right.
Well, that was fun.
You made me laugh. And that always makes me a winner.
Aww. So you don't need to steal points, is what you're saying?
Nope.
It's just a compulsion.
You guys are smart. Real smart.
Go on.
Both of you. So smart. The smartest girls ever. Yeah, you are. Okay. Yeah, you are. But you said go on.
I know, I did. All right. Is that it?
Yes, it is.
Do you have a joke?
No.
Okay.
I thought the riddles would be...
Yeah, the riddles are jokes.
They'd be enough. They'd yeah. be funny
I
enough.
I didn't want to overwhelm
to
people.
Tie it no, that's like weeks worth of jokes.
Yeah.
Weeks and weeks
Easily.
Worth.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun.
It was.
And I love you both.
Oh, love
I
you too.
Love you.
I can... good one.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You see, whenever we play that song, now we feel like we get to start all over again. We're fresh, reinvigorated, cleaned our slate, and we're ready to go.